last week's packet that for the first half of last week's year that if you want to keep it for the records that I didn't bring, but this week I did. Let's get into the third topic in Bishul B'Shabbos, the third of six. This is the third and final topic related to Bishul D'Oraisa. Bishul D'Oraisa has three topics, as we discussed. Number one is rules and regulations. Number two was sources of heat. That was last week. We spoke about Eish and told us Eish and Kli Rishon and Iri Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni and Dover Gush and Ladle and all those fun topics related to source Shemesh and told us Shemesh. That was last week. Today we discussed the third and final issue related to Bishul D'Oraisa. And Bishul, next time we'll pick up with the Bishul D'Rabbanan on three topics: Shehiyah, Hachzara, and Hatmana. But today we get into issues of reheating foods and liquids. As you see in front of you, reheating foods and liquids, the issues of Bishalach HaBishal, Bishalach HaRaviyah, as we will see. The Mishnah tells us in Shabbos Kuf Mem Hei, source number one, Kol Shabbat B'Chav in the air of Shabbos. Anything that was cooked before Shabbos, Shor Nasa B'Chav in the Shabbos. You could soak it in hot water on Shabbos, meaning once something is cooked, it's cooked. That's the principle called Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, on a D'Oraisa level. Okay, that doesn't mean you can take whatever you want that's cooked already and put it on a fire, right? But on a D'Oraisa level, you can't violate Shabbos through Bishul if it was already cooked. Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. B'chol Shelo B'Chamin, if it was not fully cooked, then you have a then there is an issue. This Mishnah is quoted earlier in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Lamed Tes, and there Rashi gives a little svara. Ve'ein bo mishum tikun shari niskan far. Once it's already cooked, it's cooked. Cooking it again doesn't add something. That's enough to be considered a malacha. Right? There's no significant change that takes place. Remember we said, when it comes to bishul, especially for solids, as we'll see, edibility. Machlo medrusoi. So it got cold. Okay. But heating it up again doesn't change anything. You have cold chicken, you have hot chicken. But it's still cooked chicken. And therefore, there's no bishul achar bishul on a D'Oraisa level. Liquids is a little trickier, which we'll get to. But this is the yesod. Ain bishul achar bishul. Fine. But there are two major issues to discuss, two major topics within ain bishul achar bishul. Number one is the state of the food, and number two, the process that you are doing. Okay, we'll discuss both of those. Number one, the state of the food, and number two, the method that was used to cook it the first time and the second time. So state of the food. There are two types of foods. We already discussed this earlier in the rules and regulations, but we return to it now. Davar yavish, a dry food. Ein bishul achar bishul applies to a dry food fully. Once something is fully cooked, even if it's 100% cold, I take something that's very cold from my refrigerator, a piece of chicken, a potato, a piece of kugel, and I put it on a fire, and I heat it up on a D'Oraisa level, there's no bishul, ein bishul achar bishul, right? That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Shin Yud Ches Siv Dalet, tafshel shenis bashel kol tzarcho, right? Remember, we're machra like that Rambam, Machlokas Rambam Rashba that we mentioned 3 weeks ago. The Rashba says, once it's machlo ben drusoi, edible, then there's no more bishul D'Oraisa. We assume like the Rambam. Up to fully cooked, it's still bishul D'Oraisa. But once it reaches that level, once it reaches mevushal kol tzarcho, ein bo mishum bishul. When it comes to a davar yavesh, there is no problem with cooking it again on Shabbos, even if it's totally cold. Even if it's totally cold, the Chai Adam also quotes that in source number three, Afilu im Achshav Sonein Legamre. So that is regarding cooked potatoes, cold chicken, cooked noodles. They can be put into a Kli Rishon that was taken off the fire, or a Kli Rishon can be poured onto it. Right, when it comes to a Davar Yavesh, it is all in Bishul Achar Bishul. Fine. What about a Davar Lach? So this gets a little trickier. When it comes to a davar lach, many say, if you look in the Rambam, source number four, Perikas Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. It doesn't make any distinctions. Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, period. Even by soup. Right? Once soup is cooked, you can take it out of the fridge and warm it up and boil it up on Shabbos. The Rambam says, Hamavashel al Ha'ar, Dover Shoy, Mavushel Kol Tzarcho. Odavar she'ino tzara bishul klal pater. Right, there is no iser daraisa, no chiluk is mentioned, and this is the day of some Rishon and the Rashba and others. Ein bishalcha bishul. Period. Yavesh orlach. But a number of Rishonim, and we paskin like these other Rishonim, say that it's not so simple. When it comes to lach, yesh bishalach bishul. And again, it makes sense. Why? Because, as we said, when it comes to solids, what defines bishul edibility? So once it's edible, you're done. But by liquids, how did we define bishul? Temperature. Yatzol endesbo. So once you lose that, so kind of the bishul kind of disappears. So it could come back. Rashi. Rashi, in the context of one of the Isuri Durabanan official, Hatmana, which B'Hashem will get to in a couple of weeks, Rashi says, what are you worried about? You might insulate it on Shabbos, and then what? Shema, see the third line, Shema Yipsa Kedei Raso Jinistanel, you'll find your pot cooled off. Kisha Yirtza Latzbina, when you want to insulate it, V'Yartichena Tchila, you'll boil it up. V'Nitza Mevashel B'Shabbos. Mevashel B'Shabbos is already cooked, it just cooled down. Ah, Rashi seems to be saying that it's still shy to talk about bishul b'shabbos d'oraisa, even if it was cooked right by lach. And the Rosh says this b'feirish. Also, the Rosh to answer up a stira, right? The Mishnah says bishul ain't bishul lach bishul, but these gemaras are worried about cooking it up again. Says the Rosh, peregivol alacha yin aleph. That's the difference. Shap etachshol shes bishul, but it's tani shak by bishul kiva sheish bo mashke. Where it has liquid. That which you learned in the Mishnah called Shabbat B'chamin Lefnei Shabbos, Sharon HaSabachamin B'Shabbos, Hainu Davar Yavish. That is Davar Yavish, and therefore that is the Chilat, and that's what we paskin, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch that I glossed over before. If it has liquid, Yesh Bishul Lacha Bishul. And that is why, taking soup out of the fridge, as we'll see, even if you put it on top of six things, as we'll learn how to do it next week, and you put it on the blech with a covered pot, and right, you do all the things that we're going to learn about in Bishul D'Rabbanan. If it's soup and it starts boiling, that's Bishul D'Oraisa, forget D'Rabbanan. Possibly, because Yesh Bishul Lacha Bishul, according to these Rishon. And again, as I just mentioned, if you look in the Shabbos Kitchen in Source 8, he quotes, based on the Minchas Chinuch, the Svar that we just said. The B'davar Yavesh Tachlis that Bishul Ulusakin et Mamachal. Ulushanosa B'davar Chayel Udavar Mabushal. You want to change it from raw to cooked. And therefore, that remains even after it cools down. V'shini zenish davar afilik shenitz tanim. Avo b'davar lach in bishul pol shini b'gufa mashke. And therefore, it's just to make it hot. And therefore, that's how we are machmir for. Fine. Then came the Ramah. In Sif Tesvav. And made things a little more complicated. Maybe more makel. Right? Shin Yud Ches Tesvav. Something totally cooked that is dry. You can put it next to a fire, even if it gets the yatzel ledesbo. And then the Rama adds, I feel it's tani kvarian if it's cooled off. But if it's liquid, then it's a problem. And then the Rama says, v'nagu lahakel bazeh imlo nitztanein legamre. And the minhag is to be mako even by liquid, as long as it's not totally cooled off. That's the Ramah. The Ramah says, even though we're machmer for each bishul achavishul balach, if it's not totally cold, so then yesh lahakel of ein bishul achavishul even by lach, if it wasn't its tani lagamri. What does the Ramah mean? What does the Ramah mean? Machlokas Achronim, how to understand the Ramah. If you look in the Magen Avraham in source number 10, or I skipped one also, and look in the Chayyadim in source number 9, they seem to say that the Ramah is still within the world of there could be Bishul Achar Bishul Balach, even D'Oraisa. The Ramah really holds like the Machmir Rishonim. Right, the Chayyadim. Don't leave it there a long time. And the Magen Avraham also. But many Achronim, including the Chazon Ish and Rav Moshe Feinstein, assume that the Ramah Meikar Adin is paskening Ein Bishul Achar Bishul even Balach. Like the Rishonim that say there's no Bishul Achar Bishul, period. The Mishnah doesn't make any chilukim. But we'll be machmir like those Rishonim, the other ones, if it's totally freezing. But if it's not totally cooled off, you know what? We'll still hold Ein Bishol Achar Bishol. Says the Chazon Ish in source number 11. May Iker Adin Ein Shum Makor Mechalik Vein Nistan Lagamri Lalo Nistan Lagamri. What's Ramah talking about? What's the difference if it's totally cold? If it's still a little warm? If you cook it, it's gonna cook. It's gonna cook. Dekoshi and Yatzal Ledesbo Chashiv and Adin Kitzonei. If it's not Yatzal Ledesbo, it's like cold in Halacha. The Al Karchach Shanu Tovsin Liker Adin. It must be, says the Chazon Ish, but we really assume Liker Adin. Kedas Harambam Baharash Bavaran She'ein Isol Lachamim Etzav Tzonei Namavushal. Even by Lach May Iker Adin We Paskin Ein Bishol Achar Bishol. But no, if it's totally cold, we'll be not quite those we showed it. And Rav Moshe says the same thing in Source 12, Dal and Ayin Beis. Tama Ramah Mishu Desober Ledina Karam Barashba Din Bishalach Bishal Gabalach Avam Achmirim Binitztanein Legamra. Again, this comes up. This could come up often. I don't know, like we spoke about last week. Let's say putting the ladle back into the soup. Right, you poured out some soup for a couple of people, and you want to give people doubles. So there's still liquid on the soup. You have to worry about that liquid. So again, it's probably not nistanin legamri. It still has some warmth from when it was in the pot. So ein bishal achar bishal. It's not nistanin legamri. No problem. If you have a little bit of tea left, a little bit of tea that's lukewarm, as long as it's not nistanin legamri, it's okay. You don't have to worry about the drops that are in there. If you rinse it off in the sink, that was never cooked before. What does nistanin legamri mean? What does that mean? It's Tanin Lagamre. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Baal HaTanya says, you would still drink it and not think it's cold. You know, let's say you drank a cup of tea. There's a certain point where you drink the tea and you go, ugh, this is not. It's a little bit warm, and it's... When you reach the point of, I'm not spilling this out. So that's the Tanin Lagamre. But as long as you didn't reach that level, it is okay. Okay, so this is a cool Kucho with Aruch HaShabbos. Also talks about this, you know, what the svara for that is. But this is the halacha. Again, the Rambam, as we saw, says Ein Bishol Achar Bishol by Lach, period. So there are some Teimanim that hold like the Rambam. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch. The Teimanim sometimes follow the Rambam, even if it's not in the Shulchan Aruch. Right, like how many matzahs on Pesach night. But the Rambam says Ein Bishol Achar Bishol. So if you're fat, bad custom... I wanted that custom to take fridge soup out of the fridge on Shabbos morning, liquid, and warm it up in a mutter way. That doesn't violate any of the Rabbanim. But again, the Minhag of Ashkenazim and the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says there is Bishol Achar Bishol. Here the Ramah seems to be a little more mako. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol Balach. And the Ramah says, as long as it's not in the Gemara, it is okay. Fine. How does one define Lach and Yavish? I'll give you those who are Shabbos. What if it's Ashkenazi, he asks a Sephardi, he's right Ashkenazi, you let him do that. So it might depend if you think the Ramah is a Din or a Chumrah. If you think it's a Din, maybe you can ask it. If it's just a Chumrah, so then maybe one can. Okay, so what is Nechshav Lach and Yavish? So some things are pretty clear. Soup is Lach. A baked potato is Yavish. Good. There's no liquid, or it's all liquid. But some things aren't so clear. Look at the Aruch HaShabbos. Yeshter Dargo Shono, 16. Shall smichus. B'machalim u'besugim shonim shall rotev. U'beposkim lonis parish gedev v'kitzvah. They haven't told us. What exactly, what's the line? What if you have a piece of steak sitting in a little bit of gravy? Or no gravy, it's just moist. What if you have an oily piece of kugel? Right, so what's called, what, halakha l'maisa? What do you let it warm up on Shabbos morning? Very, very important question. You can only let it take out of the fridge something called yavish. If it's lach, then that's nistanin legamre, and you can't put it in a place where it's going to get the yatzal edespo. You can take it out and put it on the counter, in the place next to the yield something, it's not going to get the yatzal edespo. So how does one define lach and yavish? So number one, yavish does not have to be dry. Yavish, the post can say, it can be moist to the touch. That is still called yavish. Right, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a lashon. You poured something out from it. So you didn't dry it out. The language of the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Yud Ches Lamed Beis. Shin Yud Ches Lamed Beis. The Mishnah Berurah says, let me just Find it. Yavish. What does Yavish mean? Ratzel Omar. Sheheiriku Hamarak Mimenu. You poured off the liquid. So whatever's left is Yavish. I mean, it doesn't have to be dry. Ready? Look in the Aruch HaShabbos. Quotes from Rav Osner, source 17. There are klal uray lachila apios otzonein. I'm sorry, here 18. The idea here: im morikim arotev lagamri v'lo nishar arotev b'mitzias she'eno yavish mamish dezenegre yavish. If it's not sitting in a puddle, it's yavish. If it's sitting in gravy, and there's clearly a puddle of gravy, that's lach. So you might say, again, sometimes, I've gotten the question, meatballs. Can you warm up meatballs on Shabbos morning? Again, sometimes meatballs have a nice puddle under it of sauce. So you can warm it up without the sauce. Warm up the meatballs. Either meatballs are moist, you touch it, it's moist, that's okay. Can't have the puddle. But without the puddle, you know, some things you have to warm up Friday night. You can't have Shabbos morning. But if you want that sauce. But again, that seems to be the definition. It depends if there is if the rotev is omei bifnei atzma. We're omei bifnei atzma. Important question. What happens if you take something out of the fridge, it's congealed. But when you warm it up, it's going to become liquid. Is that called lachen yavish?
Wouldn't everything be congealed from the fridge?
But sometimes, not. I mean, solid is a solid.
If you have oil and put it in the fridge?
I don't know, not all liquid. Yeah, your orange juice is not congealed.
Say all oil.
What? Okay, so certain things become congealed and solidified. So is that called lachen yavish? So that seems to be a machlokas haposkim. If you look in the Levush, source 22, he's machmir. Hefshiro zeo bishulo, right? When it cooks, it liquefies, it's sitting in a puddle now, so that's lach. Chayadam in source 23 quotes the machlokas, quotes Gadim in both svaros. Yesh matirin, he says. Kiman de nisbashel kfar, huya. It was already cooked, and now it's dry. Avishai nimoach mutter. Even though it will be nimoach, it's mutter. The Yesh Omer, no. The other reading, the Biyavish is Basha lo shayach bishul dafka lini lishos b'chamish adai yeh nishar yavish. It'll remain yavish. All right, putting a kugel. You warm up the kugel, it's going to be so about the shemen. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, source 24, Otzos HaShabbos, you're warming up kugel, it's going to end up having some oil that drips off, it's nechshav yavish. Rav Shachter said, it goes by room temperature. If something is congealed, and now you put it in room temperature, it's going to stay congealed for the next hour, so that's considered yavish. Even if you heat it up, it's going to liquefy, that's okay. It's still called yavish, you go by room temperature. And therefore, for many things, you have chicken, you know, you have some fat on it, and when you heat it up, it's going to liquefy. Right, so then that's not. But again, some folks could say, you know, sometimes you have a whole bowl of gravy that's liquefied, and it's not going to change, you know, unless you heat it up. No, Yish wants to use their head. You know, if it's going to be a whole puddle, whole big puddle, you're basically warming up liquid. That's a problem. But if it's solid and it's just going to have a little, yeah, it could be sitting in juice, and it would be solid at room temperature, so then it would be okay. So that's in terms of lach and yavesh and the first discussion of our sugya. The next point of discussion is the second half. Did I finish this? Yeah. There is a discussion about what happens if you put something, if you're going to dissolve something. Right, what's that considered? Okay. The Menachas Yisra does point out, I gave the Menachas Yisra, I think, what happens. The tshuva about this. I thought we like to put our chalas on the hot on the urn on to warm up the chalas. Put it somewhere. Without getting into all the drabanans, putting the chalas somewhere mutter to warm up. What happens if the chala has ice particles on it? Are you taking it out of the freezer? So that one has to be careful about. can knock off the particles. Even if it's a little cold, that's fine. But that water was never cooked before, and you're cooking it by putting it on the heating element. That is all part one. Part one of our discussion, the state of the food. Now let's get into the method that it was cooked in. The Mishnah said that we learned in the first source, Eivishal Achamishal, there's no cooking after cooking. This rule only applies L'kulei Alma if the same process is cooked, is used. We'll call it dry cooking and dry cooking, moist cooking and moist cooking. Eivishal Achamishal, Ein afia achar afia. Afia is called dry cooking. You're not cooking. When you bake a cake, it's not in water. Or roasting. Roasting is also not in water. Roasting and baking for this will be the same. Some type of dry cooking. So, if I, putting a challah onto the hot plate in the mutter way is not a problem, because it's both same baked and baked. But if there is a difference in the process, so the Shulchan Aruch quotes 2 days, and we're machmir l'chatchila. Yesh bishol achar afia. V'yesh afia achar bishol. So if I have matzah that was baked, and I want to break up my matzah and put it into my soup, so last week we learned the bowl is probably a klish lishi, so you're good to go. Nothing to cook in the klish lishi. But let's say you're machmir that you don't believe in klish lishi. And you think klish lishi is just like a klish shini, a klish rishon, and things could cook in that too, and you don't care about the ladle. But let's say you want to break up, matzah. Or let's say you have the healthy bread croutons that are baked, not fried. Baked. And you want to put those into your soup. Let's say you want to put it into the pot of soup. Hey, bishol achar bishol. Yesh bishol achar afia. Yesh bishol achar afia. We're machmir for the opposite process. The Rama quotes that 2 days in Shin Yud Ches Hey. Where does this come from? Right, Shin Yud Ches Hey. Yesh misha omer. Who's the Yesh misha omer? The Yirei and Rebbe Lazar Mimetz. Based on Psachim. Okay. Psachim Nemal. Hopefully some of you have been there in Bakiyas. Psachim Nemal. Gemara tells us there, if you remember, source 28. Gemara talks about if you have matzah, and what happens if you soak matzah? Let's say somebody can't chew well, so they don't have good teeth, so you're going to soak it, so they can give it. As long as it still looks like matzah, you're good. What happens if you cook it? If you cook the matzah, says Rav Yossi, you're not yotze with that matzah. Rav Yossi says, "Yotzin v'rakik hasharui with the soaked matzah, avalo b'vushal, not with a baked, with a cooked matzah. If I cook the matzah in water, avli shloni moch, even if it didn't fall apart. Why? Rashi, the lav lechem karina be. It's no longer called lechem. The avol bishak far nefe betanur, and even though it was already baked earlier, hold the chazar ubishlo bitzlo mitaras lechem. If you cook it after you bake it, it is no longer matzah." Says Rav Elazar Mimetz, the Yireim, Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, one of the Bali Atosfos. You know what you see from this Gemara? Yesh bishol achar afia. We compare Hilchas Matzah to Hilchas Shabbos. And therefore, if you do a different process, that's a problem. And we'll see in a second, this is a machlokas, but we are machmer lachachila. We are machmer lachachila. The Rama says, here, in Shid Yuches, hey, yesh, oh, so Yesh Matirin, says the Rama, V'nagul Yizar L'chachila, Shalitei Pasa, Filu B'klisheni, Kozman Sheyatzal Adispa. So we're Machmer. What's that? How do you get out of this Raya? How do you get out of this Raya? If you look at Brachas Daf Lamed Ches, the same Gemara is quoted, Rabbi Yossi, and the Gemara compares that to, well, what Bracha do you make on a cooked vegetable? Is it still a vegetable? Hadama, you cook a carrot. Is it still a vegetable hadama, or do you say shahakol, because now it's cooked? So the Gemara says, well, maybe Rabbi Yossi would say shahakol. Just like he says it's no longer matzah, it's no longer a carrot. And the Gemara says, Rochas Lamed Ches, no. Matzah is a special din. Be'inon tam matzah. Veleka. You need tam matzah. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. If it's cooked, it's no longer good. Hilchas Brachas? Of course I'll say Adama. It's a carrot. It's a cooked carrot, but it's a carrot. What do you see from that Gemara? Says the Rav Yo, what do you see from that Gemara? Rav Yo sees about a special din in matzah. Nothing to do with brachas and nothing to do with Shabbos. Says the Rav Yo, source 32, he quotes from Blasphemy Matzah, he says, Kalam Milsahi. What kind of raya is that from Sakhim? It's a special din in matzah. The Beis Yosef calls this a kushya chazaka. This is a very strong question on the Urayim. The Gemara says, Beferish, it's a special din in matzah. How can you compare that to Hilchos Shabbos? Hilchos Brachos. So there are different ways to read the Gemara. The Bach says maybe the Gemara doesn't really mean matzah is different, it means vegetables are different. And then the Taz, maybe even Shabbos, it's totally on Tom. Things taste different after you cook it, after you bake it. So the Taz says, right, the Bach son-in-law, the Kiva, the Nishtana, Tamai, the Bisho, I'm reading on this, Kavan, let's have a Shabbos. Either way, however you get out of the Raya, it's a Machlokes Rishonim. Shulchan Aruch quotes both Deus. I'll read it to you. Shin Yud Chesiv Dal. Yesh Bisha Omer. The Dover Shene'efe Onitzle. Something that was baked or roasted. Meaning dry cooking. In Bishlo Achar Kach B'mashke Yesh Bomisho Bishol. Da'oraisa we're talking about. Remember? First three topics. This is Bishol Da'oraisa. Drabba. The Yesh Matirin, I know there's a Matir, the Klisheni, the Yesh Matirin, the Klisheni, Rishon, the Dog is all the Chachila, Shalot, the Pasa, the Klisheni, Kozman, Shayad, Soledispo. Right? We are Machmir. We are Machmir for this. Bishol Achar Afia, Afia Achar Bishol. So where does this come up? Again, Chala on a Blech. Same, or on a hot plate, that's all same. That's a pia achar afia. Right? Noodles, sometimes people like to put like noodles into, like you're souping the soup, and you want to put like noodles in before you give it to people. But the noodles are cold! Noodles are cold! What do you mean? It's noodles were cooked in water. Right? Now you're putting it into soup. Right? No problem. Yeah.
Does that mean that Rabbi Yossi would say you make a shackle on matzah pizza?
Rabbi Yossi says you can't use it for the mitzvah matzah. You know, I should be talking about for Hilchos matzah. The mitzvah matzah needs tam matzah. Okay. What else? Deep fried. Deep fried items are considered cooked. That's for Hilchos Basar B'Chalav. Also, generally, deep fried items are considered cooked, and that is why. Croutons, the yellow little shkede marak, right? Those little guys, they are deep fried, and therefore there's no problem whatsoever. But that's putting them into soup. It's the same process. That's what the Shmir Shabbos says in Source 37. Shkedeo marak o itriot noodles mituganot b'shemen hanim karok sheimuchanos la'achila mutu lazezos on a fila b'kli rishon meino homin al gabei eish if it's not on the fire. All right, that was that kolba we discussed 2 weeks ago. Ki atigun b'rivu shemen nechshav l'bishol. The anus or bishul achar bishul. There's no problem. He says in the footnotes, mali bishul b'mayim, mali bishul b'shemen. What's the difference? And therefore, it is mutter. Or the Mishnah Berurah even quotes in Hilchos Pesach. Right, you could do hagala. Right, you could do hagala. Right, on the kalim because it's nechshav bishul. Okay, but if something is pan fried schnitzel. What about schnitzel? So if you deep fry schnitzel, then it's cooked. But if you pan fry schnitzel, it's usually how much oil is in there? So if the schnitzel is covered with oil, you're using like a good amount of oil, then that's cooked. But if not, then that's called baked, even though you're frying it. And therefore, what happens often? You take schnitzel, you want to put it on the hot plate in a mutter way. You want to put it on the top. Oh, what do you mean? Our schnitzels generally are not considered deep fried. You just put it in a frying pan. And therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. Otherwise, it would be a problem. If it's deep fried, so now you use moist heat, and now you're using dry heat. That's a fia chavishol. It's a fia chavishol, and we try to be machmir regarding that as well. Right? That's what the Shmir Shabbos says in the second to last source. Basar mevushal. You have a cooked piece of meat. Let's see, you cook a piece of meat in liquid. Eim anicho agabi michse shel kadero minis agabi eish. Yeah, buzzer mabushal, nitzlat, right? Therefore, he says we have to just realize what we're talking about And what item, you know, how was it prepared the first time and how was it prepared the second time? Yeah.
Why is frying not considered why is pan frying not...
Pan frying is not enough. Cooking meat is totally engulfed and sunk into the liquid.
But it's still being cooked from liquid.
It doesn't matter. It's not considered the bishul in halacha. Right, that's why frying, right, if you fry a cheeseburger, it's probably not bishul daraisa. I mean, it's not a good idea, but it's because that's not bishul basa b'chalav. Yeah?
For example, for vegetables like broccoli, so that's going to be bishul because it's in water. Would you be able to...
Well, it depends how do you prepare a broccoli. Some people prepare broccoli on a baking sheet. Whatever it is,
you have to... For an item that's bishul that's in water, would you be able to put your... It's only allowed if you put it inside that's like water. Would you, if you have like an entire tub or pot of hot water on the hot plate, would you able to be put something cooked in bishul?
Well, yes. We have to figure out getting to the bishul derabanan, hatmana issues, putting into something that's totally surrounding it. But we'll have to get to that b'Hashem next time. But again, this is bishul achafi. I mean, most things that you put on the hot plate in the morning. What are you putting on? Chicken and schnitzel and kugel. What?
I got rice.
Rice. So rice. So rice, you add water, but it ends up without any water. I would probably consider that dry. Because the water is just used to, you know, it ends up, you know, dries out. So I would consider that dry. Yeah?
What if you do drain water when you make that rice?
What?
When you make that rice, what if you do drain water at the end?
Meaning after the rice was cooked?
Yeah.
It's a good question. I'll have to think about it and look it up if they talk about it. But I would think that if the ultimate purpose is for the water to get, you know, to get absorbed. And most of the time when you finish making rice, unless you make like rice in a bag and then it ends up in the water. But regular rice in the microwave, you know, it ends up not having, or quinoa or any of those grains, you know, it usually ends up without any liquid. So I would assume that's dry. Yeah.
What about like vegetables that are cooked? Like in like...
Depends how they will cook. They're prepared in soup. Again, if you want to warm any of these things up, if you don't want to, and it's the problematic way, just put it in a place where it can't get the azoletas bug. You could warm something. You're not allowed to put it in a place where sometimes you have places next to the hot plate that you can leave it there for 3 hours. It's not going to get the azoletas bug. That you're allowed to do anyway. That you're allowed to do with soup, right? With any type of liquid. But anyway, that would be the case. Okay? We'll stop here.